कुरुक्षेत्रे
महाक्षेत्रे कुरुक्षेत्रे
समवेतायुत्सवः
समवेतायुत्सवः
मामकाः पाण्डवाश्चैव किमकुर्वत सञ्जय
Dhritarashtra, the Lord Lijala, will try to repeat and get by heart some of the slokas that will be learned.
Dhritarashtra,
King
Dhritarashtra, Vacha, said, Dharma Kshetre, in the place of pilgrimage. Kurukshetra, in the place named Kurukshetra. Samaveta, assembled. Yoyutsava, desiring to fight. Mamakaha, my party, the sons. Pandavaha, the sons of Pandu. Cha, and Eva, certainly. Kim, what? Akurvata, did they do? Sanjaya, O Sanjaya. Translation, Dhritarashtra said, O Sanjaya, after assembling in the place of pilgrimage at Kurukshetra, what did my sons and the sons of Pandu do, being desirous to fight?
So, the history is that same family, there are these two who would occupy the throne. Dhritarashtra, actually, he was the eldest son of the king, and next was Pandu. So, every country, the law of primogeniture, which is what is called, the eldest child, in your country, if the eldest child is a girl, she also occupies the throne, just like present Queen Elizabeth, formerly. There was Queen Victoria, before that another Elizabeth. But in India, the woman has no such right. The woman is never given any responsible post. That is the opinion of the greatest politician in the history of the world, Chanakya Pandit. According to his opinion, Vishyasa Naiva Tattvam Sri Suraj Kulist. He has given his explicit opinion that you cannot trust with any responsible force or any responsibility if woman and politician, those are diplomat politicians, you cannot trust. So the general regulation is that woman should remain under the protection of husband, father, husband, and children. Just like the Pandu, their mother, Kunti, she was very, very qualified lady. But still, after the death of her husband, she always remained with the son. The sons are going to the forest, the mother is also going. also the wise is also there. Draupadi. This one. So two parties, Dhritarashtra was the eldest son, but he was blind, bodily defective. Therefore, he was not awarded the throne. His next brother, Pandu, he was offered the throne. But he died very early age, young man. When these Pandus, the five sons, Yudhishthir Maharaj, at that time not Maharaj, Yudhishthir, Bhim, Arjuna, Nakul, Sahadeva, they were very small children. So, they were taken care of by Dhritarashtra and other elderly family, his mother. He was the grandfather of the Pandus. He was the elder uncle of Dhritarashtra. Bhishma was elder brother of Dhritarashtra's father. He was so old. And he was actually, the kingdom belonged to Bhishma. But he remained a brahmachari. He did not marry. There was no issue of Bhishma. Therefore his nephews, Dhritarashtra and Pandu, they were inherited. Now, after the death of Pandu, there was conspiracy. Dhritarashtra wanted that actually this is my kingdom. Now, somehow or other I could not get it. Now my brother is dead. So, if I do not inherit, why not my sons? This was the politics. Politics are always there. And enviousness, jealousy, this is the nature of this material world. You cannot avoid. The spiritual world means just the opposite. There is no politics, there is no jealousy, there is no enviousness, there is spiritual. And material world means politics, jealousy, diplomacy, enviousness, comment. This is material. So, even in the heavenly planet, these things are there, politics. Even in animal kingdom, these politics are there. This is the nature. Mascarata. Mascarata means envious. One man is envious of another. It doesn't matter. Even their brothers or family members. Here, the family members. Dhritarashtra and Pandu, two brothers, their sons, their family members, but the envious. So the Krishna consciousness movement is not for the persons who are envious. Envious. It is a movement to train people how to become not envious. It is very first class, thankful movement. Not to become envious. Therefore, Srimad Bhagavatam in the beginning introduces Dharma Prodhita Koitava Atra. In this Srimad Bhagavatam, Dharma, religious principle, teaching type of religious principle is completely eradicated. Prona, Prodhita. Kicked out, project. It's like you collect all the dirty things from the room, sweep it, and then kick out. Don't keep it within the room. Similarly, teaching type of religious system Kirtan. It is not such religion, this religion, that religion. Any religion system. Yeah. If there is jealousy, that is not religion. Jealousy means, we should understand jealousy. What is jealousy? Jealousy means that you are rightful owner of something. I won't allow you to take it. This is jealous. This is jealous. Jealousy, try to understand. Suppose you are rightful owner of something, and I am trying that you don't own it. I shall own it. Or somebody owns it. I shall not allow it. This is jealous. So, what is the rightful ownership of the living entity? That is to be understood. Birthright, what is called birthright. Just like everyone has got right to live under the protection of the government. Everyone, that is good God. Government should give security of life and property. That is God. Not only for the human being, but for him, for the ant. This is God. Not that I give protection to my brother, not to others. That is not. Just like Parikshit Maharaj. He was giving protection to the animals also. When he was on his stool, as soon as he saw that a black man was trying to kill one cow, he immediately took his sword. Who are you? You're trying to kill? So, this is good government. Unless the government is equal to everyone, just like God is equal to everyone, the king or the government must be representative of God. Therefore, according to Vedic civilization, king is offered as good respect as the Supreme Personality of God. King is called Naradeva. Naradeva. That means God in human form. King is human. Why? Because he acts as the representative of God. He cannot be jealous to any living entity, at least born in his kingdom. That is called praja. Praja means one who has taken birth, or in other words, national. So that is the deed. So, formerly, when there was fight between two kings, it is on the principle that who is giving good protection to the citizens, not for personal profit. Who is able to give good protection, life, security for life and property, he should be governed. So, these persons, these Dhritarashtra and his sons, they are jealous how they could give protection to the citizens. They are themselves jealous. Just like nowadays, all these politicians, they are jealous. They cannot give any protection to the citizens. They are simply interested in their party politics. They have no time even to think how to give nice protection to the citizens so that they may feel happy or that we have got a good government, there is no cause of anxiety. We have got sufficient food, sufficient protection, sufficient opulence, everything sufficient. That is ego. So, here, Dhritarashtra, he is dealer. He cannot give any good government. Krishna knew it. Krishna sent a messenger, of Kruva. He have read in the Srimad Bhagavatam, before this battle of Kurukshetra from Dwarka, he sent his uncle, Okuro, just go to Hastinapur, New Delhi, and see what is the situation. So Okuro understood that Dhritarashtra was planning something. So he talked with him that why you are implicated in such planning. Krishna does not want it. Although Dhritarashtra knew that Krishna was the Supreme Personality of God. So Dhritarashtra said that I know that what I am planning, that is not good. I know Krishna, the Supreme Personality of God, and he has requested me. But I tell you frankly, I cannot do that. So when Krishna will be pleased upon me, I live. So this is the position of the materialistic person. A materialistic person knows that he is sinful. A materialistic person knows that whatever he is doing is wrong. But he cannot check. That's like a thief. A thief knows that if he commits stealing, he'll be arrested, he'll be punched. He knows. Because he heard from law books, from other sources, and he has also seen that a thief is arrested and he is taken by the police for being punched. So we have got two kinds of experiences. By hearing and by seeing. Direct. In Bengal it is called Dakha Suna. In India it's called. The two kinds of experience. One by seeing, practically experiencing, hand to hand. Another by hearing. The one who is intelligent, he gets his experience simply by hearing from the right soul. So our process is that we are getting experience about the perfect knowledge, the destination of life, simply by hearing from Krishna. So we are the most intelligent person. It is not possible to experience directly. But if one has got intelligence, then simply by hearing and considering and thinking about it, he gets it. So, those who are very sinful, they get experience by hearing and by directly seeing also, still they cannot check from sinful activities. So, Dhritarashtra. Dhritarashtra, by sinful activities, he became so much fallen that he did not hear anybody's advice, Vidu's advice, Bhishma's advice, that don't plan like this. They are rightful owners. The Pandavas, they are rightful owners. They are minor, but don't try to choose them. But Dhritarashtra was. So, when the planning was complete and the war field was set up at Dharmakshetri Kurukshetra. Dharmakshetra means Kurukshetra, that place is a pilgrimage. People still go to observe a religious ritualistic performances, and in the Vedas, there is injunction. Kurukshetra Dharmamatan. If you want to perform some ritualistic ceremony, religious, then go to Kurukshetra. So Kurukshetra is a Dharma Kshetra. It is not a fictitious thing, just like rascal commentators, so far, they say Kurukshetra means this body. It is not that. As it is. Try to understand Bhagavad Gita as it is. Kurukshetra, Dharmakshetra. It is a place of religion. And especially when Krishna was present there, it is already. Why this house? Before our occupation, why this house was an ordinary house? Now it is temple. It is Dharmakshetra. It is a religious place. Why? Because Krishna is there. Krishna is there. So, either you take Kurukshetra, ordinary place, but because in the battlefield Krishna was there directing of you, so it is already Dharmakshetra. So, formerly, people were religiously trained up. So, they could not speak lies in a Dharma Kshetra. That is still the practice. It's like in the Western world, the Christians go to the church, they admit confession. Yes, I have that. That has become a formality. But actually, one should admit in religious place that yes, I have done. But that does not mean you admit and again do it. No. You admit once, then you are excused. But don't do it again. So here, Dhritarashtra says, the samabhita vidushava, all these people, my sons, Mamaka, that means my sons, and Pandava, and my brother Pandava, samabhita, they assemble. What is the purpose? The purpose is jujutsava. This word jujutsu is still used in Japan. Perhaps you know, jujutsu. So, jujutsu, those who are desire of fighting. Now, both the parties were desire to fight and they assembled. Why he is asking question, kima kurvata? What did they do? Because he was little doubtful that these boys, after being assembled in Dharma Kshetra, they might have changed their idea. They might have settled up. The sons of Dhritarashtra might have admitted, yes, Pandavas, you are actually the owner. What is the use of unnecessary fighting? So he was very much anxious whether they have changed their decision. Therefore he is asking. Otherwise there is no question of asking. Kimakurva. See, it's just like if you are giving food, if I ask somebody, the second son gentleman was served with nice dishes, then what did he do? This is foolish question. He eat. That's all. What is the question of? What did he do? Similarly, when it is already settled up that they were to fight, there is no such question as kima kurvata. What did they do? But he asked this question because he was doubtful whether they had changed their opinion. Kima kurvata sanjaya. He was asking, secretary, he was blind man, he was always conducted as secretary, Sanjaya, very faithful secretary, and he is explaining the Bhagavad Gita by experiencing by television within the heart. That heart is not yet developed. We have got television through machine, but there is analog television. And you can see within your heart everything, what is going on outside. So that television was known to, that will be explained by Sanjaya, that by the grace of Vyasadeva, he learned this television. And he was sitting with his master within the room, and he was actually seeing how the fighting is going on. And he was explaining. This is the basic principle of Bhagavad Gita. Basic platform. So let us discuss gradually one of them. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Oh, Gita, to Bhagavad Gita became a sign of Mahatma. That when they found that Mahatma is Gita and he is a great student of Bhagavad Gita, and thank you. All people. Although he is a politician, he has nothing to do with Bhagavad Gita or Mahatma. So. Because the definition of Mahatma is given in Bhagavad Gita. The definition of Mahatma is there. Mahatma mastu maham paatra dehi patiti vasita bhajanti ananda manasi. This is Mahatma. Mahatma means he has taken shelter of Krishna, 100%, and his only business is to worship and glorify Krishna. That is Mahatma. So, Gandhi never believed that there was this. But he is a Mahatma, a popular god. That kind of Mahatma is not accepted by the Shastra. Mahatma means, first symptom of Mahatma is that he must be a great devotee of Krishna. That is Mahatma. That is Mahatma. Mahatma is the Mahatma, very precious Mahatma. I mean, he is not under any material. He is in the spiritual world. Very precious Mahatma. And what is the symptom? Bhajanti Ananda Manasu. Ananda Manasu, without any diver. He is simply devoted to Krishna. This is Mahatma. Everything is there in Bhagavad Gita. That's why I request you to study Bhagavad Gita thoroughly as it is. Then you become perfectly powerful, spiritual. Now chant Hare Krishna.